A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands, concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. Take a moment and think about the most amazing thing that has ever happened to you. It might be hiking in the mountains and suddenly coming upon an emerald green lake sparkling in the sunshine. Or perhaps it was the birth of your first child. Maybe it was your conversion to Catholicism or your call to religious life or to marriage. Whatever it was, it will always be a pivotal part of your life. There are two characteristics of life-changing events. The first is that they are, well, life-changing. And the second is that we have a great need to share that experience with others, either through spoken word, through sharing it with them, through painting, music, whatever it might be. But we want to share it so that people may experience it with us vicariously, or maybe they will go out and have a similar experience. It seems to me that's exactly what's happening in today's readings. St. John, the apostle whom Jesus loved, was one of his followers. And I would imagine, like the rest of the disciples, was greatly discouraged at Jesus' crucifixion and perhaps had given up hope. But in today's gospel, when he arrives at the tomb, he finds out that the body is not there. And then it says at the end, and then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. This time at the tomb, these experiences with Jesus were life-changing events. And because they were life-changing events, John wants to share those with us. Now, probably he shared them with his apostles, his own followers, who then wrote them up. But nonetheless, in the first reading, we know he testifies to us that he saw what happened. He saw that Jesus rose from the dead. It was a life-changing experience that changed him for the better. 2 days ago, we celebrated the birth of the man who profoundly changed John's life. The man who moved him to proclaim this message to all who would hear, this message of his belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can we say the same thing, that the birth and life of Jesus was a life-changing experience for us, and that we want to share that with others? Can we?